Welcome to the What is Stoicism podcast.
For this episode of the podcast, I thought it might be good to give you an idea of the sort of content I provide every weekday for subscribers of my micro morning meditations. The micro morning meditations are basically three-part Stoic morning routines that only take 10 minutes to complete, and the intention is that you can use them to make Stoicism a daily habit in a manageable way, with a little progress each day. If you'd like to try the full micro morning meditation experience after listening to this example, you can get 10 editions in a completely free email series at whatisstoicism.com/10days. That's 10 the number, so whatisstoicism.com/10days. This won't solely be a description, by the way. So even if you aren't interested in subscribing, you'll still get Stoic value from the content in today's episode. So with that being said, the example meditation I've chosen for today is titled, This is the Best Seasoning for Life. Now, the theme of each day's meditation varies, but this particular one just happens to be on the Stoic virtue of moderation. Part one of each meditation is what I call a morning contemplation. It's essentially a short Stoic lesson of 300 to 400 words that's provided in both text and audio form. The morning contemplation for the edition titled This is the Best Seasoning for Life goes as follows. Good morning. While indulgence in excess can be one of the most disruptive paths to take in life, we often don't realise we're doing it until it's too late. One way we allow it to creep in is when reality doesn't end up meeting our expectations. This can lead to some paradoxical sounding sets of circumstances. For example, we expect to possess our possessions, but in reality, they end up possessing us. We expect to be the masters of our wealth, but in reality, we end up as slaves to it. We expect that fulfilling our desires will satisfy us, but in reality, we learn only to desire more. Excess is admitted entry to our lives then, when we adopt the misguided notion that just a little bit more will solve the problem. A few more possessions and I will own everything I ever wanted. A bit more money and I will be wealthy. A little more and I will have enough. But without some sense of moderation, the feeling of having enough rarely arrives. The Stoic philosopher Seneca counseled his friend Lucilius not to make such excuses as follows, to postpone his pursuit of philosophical study, and in place of the word philosophy below, we can just as easily use life. Quote, I have not yet enough. When I have gained the desired amount, then I shall devote myself wholly to philosophy. End quote. The warning against this line of thinking is as useful for non-philosophers as it is for philosophers. Why spend so much time collecting things from the external world when, as Ralph Waldo Emerson put it, the secret of fortune is joy in our own hands? Why aim for an arbitrary desired amount when there's an abundance of good within? Why postpone living for things that won't deeply impact our experience or improve our character? So how does moderation help here? Well, here are a few lessons, if you'll excuse the pun. The more you derive happiness from within, the less susceptible you are to disruption than if your happiness relies on external factors like possessions and wealth. The more content you are with less, and the more you value what you have, the less dependent you are on acquiring more. The more you value things outside your control, the less control you have in life, as fate may decide to relieve you of those things at any moment. From the ancient Stoics' perspective, moderation meant harmony and good discipline in the soul, concerning the desires and pleasures that normally occur in it. It was a key component to living a good life. In his work De Finibus, the Roman philosopher Cicero relays Socrates' assertion that hunger is the best seasoning for meat and thirst for drink. In a similar way, perhaps it's moderation that enhances our enjoyment of the pleasures life has to offer, while protecting us from the emptiness and regret of excess. So that concludes the morning contemplation for this edition. To really try to reinforce the message behind it and provoke further thinking as to how it can apply to your life, part two of each micro morning meditation is literally a very short morning meditation, giving you an opportunity to sit down in a safe, comfortable spot, close your eyes, and take a few minutes to yourself to meditate on the theme of the contemplation. To give you an idea of the form this takes, I'll now guide you to briefly reflect on the key points from today's example. Find a safe, comfortable spot where you can sit down and focus for a few moments. Close your eyes and remember that this time is just for you. A short pause to digest this morning's contemplation so that you can take the Stoic lesson into your day. I'll guide you with some questions and leave space after them so you can think about your responses. Reflect on a recent experience in your life where you pursued something excessively, believing it would bring you happiness or satisfaction. What were your initial expectations? And how did the reality of the situation compare? How did this experience make you feel? And what insights can you draw from it regarding the concept of moderation in your life? Consider the possessions or desires in your life that you feel most attached to or dependent on. How do these external factors influence your overall sense of happiness and well-being? Reflect on the idea that deriving happiness from within can make you less susceptible to disruption. How might you work on cultivating internal sources of happiness and contentment? Think about areas in your life where you tend to seek just a little bit more to solve perceived problems or fulfill desires. How has this mindset affected your overall sense of satisfaction and fulfillment? In what ways can you embrace moderation and value what you already have, rather than constantly striving for more? What steps can you take to find harmony and good discipline in your desires and pleasures, as advocated by the Stoics? Hopefully that short meditation allowed you to think more deeply about how the overall Stoic lesson applies to your life and what practical steps you might take to make use of it. To further digest the lesson, part 3 of each micro morning meditation lists the self-reflection questions from the morning meditation as journal prompts, giving you the opportunity to write down and thereby clarify your thoughts. There's a quote from the French philosopher Pierre Hadot that I think really captures the value of doing this for a few minutes each day. Quote, "When one formulates one's personal acts in writing, what was confused and subjective becomes thereby objective." End quote. And with that, the 3-part Stoic morning routine is complete. I've been really encouraged by the feedback I've received on these from subscribers. I think people appreciate the chance to learn more about practical Stoicism in a manageable way, and in a way that they can concentrate on one idea at a time and try to implement that idea as they go about the rest of their day. Hopefully you find this example contemplation and meditation useful, even if you aren't interested in the micro morning meditations. But again, if you'd like to try more of them, you can get a free 10-day series at whatisstoicism.com/10days. Thanks as always for listening, and I hope you'll join me again in the next episode of the What is Stoicism podcast. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the What is Stoicism podcast. If you'd like to support the show, please consider taking a second to leave a rating and a review. It's a good way to let me know you're getting value from the content, and it helps more people discover the show. I appreciate your support. Thanks so much. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, I recommend checking out the Stoic Handbook podcast by John Brooks. It's one I've been a fan of myself for a while. It has great reviews. John publishes regular episodes that are always filled with practical wisdom, and it's available on all the usual podcast platforms. You can also find it on the web at stoichandbook.buzzsprout.com. Thanks again for listening.